Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
This is Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Here are your hosts, Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas.
Welcome to On the Money. Dave Biddle, Scotty Vegas, Ryan Baker. We barely got rid of Timmy Hall. It was this close. We were this close. I love Timmy Hall. But when you get knee deep in a conversation with Timmy Hall, that's dangerous territory.
It really is, but let's talk sports gambling here, because 1 week ago, Dave, 1 week ago, we were sitting here and we were talking about the little prop parlay that we put together, right? It was Celtics and it was a prop parlay. I think it was seven ways that we needed.
All five Heat starters and two Celtics. So it was Jaylen Brown and
Derek White.
So those seven. Yes. And this is all you. You're the man.
We got to the point where all we needed was Derek White late to score. Everything else was the green check mark by about mid third quarter. And all we needed was a little bit of White. And on the way home, that bet ends up cashing. It was a 30-1 prop parlay. And here I am. I'm in the car. We had just finished up On the Money, and I'm in the car calling you, and I'm like, it's time to celebrate, Dave. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And I call you three straight times, and you didn't pick up. And I'm like, I can't celebrate. How do I celebrate in the car all by myself on the way home? And then finally, I got a hold of you, and we got to celebrate that 30-1 parlay. But I got to tell you, Dave, since that moment last Wednesday night, I am on a bad losing streak. So I put a new parlay together for this Wednesday night. It is time for us to win again and start a new lovely streak.
Now, is this going to be like as much of a long shot as much as the last one hit? And we got the profit boost too. That was another thing. We both got the profit boost on top of that.
Yeah.
Which was pretty nice. Pretty good. Okay, what are we talking about? Is this a seven legger again?
So here's the problem. Here's what the problem is. Once you have a bet like that, that's 30-1, you have that high and you keep chasing that high again, I feel like. And so I put together one for our later games, which will be a 10 way parlay, player prop parlay. It's a conservative one, right? I'm doing alternate points, so I'm moving a lot of the points down, but it's 10 ways and I feel good about it. So we're going to reveal that
10
next
ways
segment.
I like that.
And
by
so
the way,
hopefully people can join us.
That's all NBA?
Yeah.
We should probably throw the crew on there as well. They're down in Monterey where they're about ready to. I mean, Andrew Ginther's about ready to be the mayor of two cities because like the crew knocked out the other team from Monterey the previous round. And if all they got to do is tie tonight, let alone win in Monterey, and they'll knock the other Monterey team out going to the finals of the CONCACAF Champions League. I know you're really into that. So
big time. Hey,
I think Andrew Ginther might be the mayor of Columbus and Monterey by the time the night has ended.
Dave, my last soccer bet was a nice big old win. And remember, we did this bet together. We were sitting here on a Sunday and we're looking at our favorite app, the ESPN bet app. And we see that the crew, I think it was 7-1 at the time.
750.
Plus 750 at the time. And we took the crew to win the MLS Cup.
When there was just two games out.
Yep.
Two games away from the winning, yes.
It came through, and that was a nice big parlay that came through for us. And so that was a good payday winning that MLS Cup. So, hey, my last soccer bet, I don't do it often. I may do one soccer bet a year. It won the last one we did.
It was a nice one, and for the crew to win it all in MLS Cup last year. All right, let's get into it. So NFL draft, I know you want to talk about this. So Ryan and I talked about this at length when you were gallivanting around our great city on Sunday. Your thoughts, like what stood out most? What did you think about the Penix pick? Not just Penix himself, but the doing that on the heels of signing Cousins. What did you think about the Browns, Bengals? Just anything that stood out, Steelers, Ravens, anything that stood out to you?
Well, you know me, Dave. I always like to take the betting angle. right? So for me, I don't have an NFL team that I'm crazy passionate about. I'm looking for two things. One, I'm looking for betting angles, and I'm looking to see what happens with Buckeyes, right? And for me, with the betting angle, Michael Penix going top 10 was just wild, right? I mean, that was ended up being obviously going to eight to the Falcons, and it shocked everybody. The fact that he ended up being Penix was 50-1 to go as the eighth pick in the draft to the Atlanta Falcons. That was wild. So that was obviously the big story. I thought overall, though, relatively boring, relatively tame. You know, the fact that the top of the draft went how we expected it.
Quarterbacks, though, six of the top 12, even Bo Nix.
Bo
12.
Nix in there.
I guess, though, to your point, though, by then that wasn't even a surprise, was it?
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't. No. Now, the Penix thing was the one thing that, like, was the jump out of the couch, like, oh, my goodness, type of moment. But after that, I thought it was, like, kind of, you know, not the most exciting NFL draft that we've seen. But again, I like to look at what the odds are immediately after the NFL draft. And I got to tell you, I'm kind of interested in a couple win totals because I was surprised. And I know that the Steelers are in a ridiculously tough division, but I like what they've done this offseason.
Yes.
And seeing that their over under win total is 7.5, Dave. And again, I get it. They're playing in a ridiculously tough division.
They can go 8-9, which they never do.
Right.
They can have a losing record and you still win the bet.
Exactly.
Gosh,
exactly.
I, you know, as a Bengal fan, it'd be sacrilege to bet on the Steelers, but hey, money's money. I'm with you on that, man.
Yeah.
And it, by the way, if you're a Browns fan, Bengals fan, Ravens fan, and you make that bet and you happen to lose, you're probably not too mad. I mean, don't bet your like mortgage on it, right? I mean, if that would mean the Steelers would have to be 7-10. Do we think the Steelers are going to be 7-10?
No.
I don't. And then if Russ Wilson is not that good, they got Justin Fields for free, basically. Sixth round pick could be as much as a four. If you're Ryan Poles, how do you not at least get a 2024 pick with that?
I know.
Even if it's a late one, at least get a pick this year and then also have the, you know, whatever, you know, the pick would be next year, either a sixth or a fourth. Like that was just highway robbery. Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles there, the brain trust. And we'll see. Everybody's giving the Bears high grades. I mean, okay. Caleb Williams, pretty obvious. Roma Duse, I think, was a great pick at 9. Also pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, people are giving them high grades. I get it. You have the number 1 pick and the number 9 pick. You don't screw it up, you're going to get high grades. We shall see. Same GM that gave away Justin Fields for free, in my opinion, traded Chase Claypool. Traded the second pick, first pick of the second round for Chase Claypool. That ended up being Joey Porter Jr., who's going to be a really good corner in this league. So we'll see what happens.
Can I tell you one other bet I've already made? I am already in on the Kansas City Chiefs at 6-1.
Gosh.
I know. I'm learning my lesson with the Chiefs. Ryan told us all last year
that
the Chiefs were going to win the Super Bowl. And I'm watching all these regular season games and I'm all very angry because I had bet Chiefs money line several times throughout the regular season and they lost and they got upset and I lost a decent amount of money on the Chiefs last year. But guess what? I just love what they've done this offseason. I really have. Locking up Kelsey, locking up Jones, getting Worthy in the draft. I'd be an idiot if I didn't invest in the Chiefs. So I've added to my Buckeye National Championship parlay by going with a Buckeyes to win the National Championship and the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I put those two together in another parlay.
It is interesting that we've never had a three-peat in the NFL as far as Super Bowl. I mean, the Super Bowl era, you know, started, what, in 68? Is that about right? 69, right around there?
Scotty doesn't know.
So not like the entire history of the NFL, but we've never had a three-peat as far as a Super Bowl champ. Might we this year? They are the betting favorite, and they continue to reload. Up next, we're going to talk some more NFL draft. Bengals, Browns, etc. That's coming up next on The Money.
More of Hollywood Casino's On The Money.
On The Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Coming up on ONN.
Nation.
Now back to Hollywood Casino's On The Money.
On The Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
All right, guys, it is time to reveal now the parlay for tonight. It's a little same game NBA parlay that we are going to do together. And it is the Dallas Mavericks and the Clippers. Game starts at 10 o'clock, so you still have plenty of time to get this bet in. And I really like it. Actually, I've seen 8-1 now on this parlay. But it's James Harden, 15 or more points. It's Kyrie Irving, 20 points or more. Luka with three threes. I know he's a little banged up, but I still like it. Luka to have three threes. Luka to have 8 rebounds. James Harden, 4 assists. Luka, 8 assists. And then I'm going to go with an under in this parlay, and it's Russell Westbrook under 11.5 points and assists. So there you go. That is your parlay.
Under 11.5 combined points and assists.
Correct.
Can you imagine like a few years ago doing that with Russell Westbrook? That should be like, that would have been like in one quarter. Like, wait, what? You're going under 11.5 combined? Like now for the game? Jeez.
So the story is,
man, I don't know about that last one.
I know.
Am I just like, I'm just like,
but you got to get the value in there.
Still in that 5 years ago prison, like thinking like, oh man, Russ, he's going to definitely get that in the first. No, he's not. This is not the same Russ. And I get that.
And typically I hate taking unders in the player prop parlays, but I feel like with the value, I think there's value on Westbrook under. So again, the story last Wednesday, we hit a 30-1 parlay right after the show. We're driving home and it hits and we call each other. Ultimately, we finally get a hold of each other and we get to celebrate on Wednesday night. Let's hope the same thing happens with this game. It'll be after midnight, so maybe I won't call you then, but hopefully we get a win.
We're gonna be watching the crew at that point. The crew should be celebrating in Monterey, Mexico.
Game's
on FS1, so obviously I mean midnight, you know, I mean, that's kind of early actually for sports fans. If you're on Team Nap, right, Ryan? Scotty's not on Team Nap, though. See, I'm going to be on Morning Juice tomorrow. Programming note, 7:35 a.m. with Brandon Beam and Bobby Carpenter. And Beamer, huge crew fan. And I'm like, I told him, he asked if I could come on the show. I'm like, yeah, I can do 7:35. I said, go crew. He's like, man, I'm going to be struggling tomorrow morning. I'm like, dude, take a nap. Because the crew game doesn't kick off in Monterey, Mexico. It's going to be called Columbus, Mexico. Until like about 10:15 Eastern.
There's two things I love. I love day sports. I think it's I fell in love with the NCAA tournament as such a little kid. I remember I called off school, or I was called in sick. My mom called me in sick because I really, really wasn't feeling good that first day of the NCAA tournament. And I was in like third grade. And so I fell in love with watching the NCAA tournament at noon, you know? And so day basketball, day
opening
sports.
Day. I remember being a kid, getting off the bus. The Reds used to have the first game every year when I was a kid. They'd have the first game of Major League Baseball when I was still in elementary school. And it'd be like at 2 o'clock or something like that. So like I remember getting off the bus and sprinting to my house to see like the first pitch. And maybe I'd get there, maybe I wouldn't. I'm with you on, this is why I like being East Coast time, but as a sports fan, it's not good. I think Central would be obviously better. Mountain, I think, is primo. Pacific would be a little weird, but I think East Coast, as far as sports, not the best.
But the other thing that I do love, obviously I love day games. I also love those really, really late nights where, oh my gosh, you have a sporting event in the middle of the night. So like the British Open is one that I'll bring up. Is I love waking up at 2 or 3 in the morning and the rest of the household is sleeping and quiet. And
you start yelling and waking them up.
Right. And I can just watch my sports at 3 in the morning. Australian Open is the same way. I love those middle of the night sports where you wake up in the middle of the night and you can bet and the house is so quiet and dark and it's just you and your phone betting. It's a wonderful time. All right, we've teased NFL, but I wanted to get your number on how many Buckeyes you think will end up being drafted next year, because I think that's kind of the story. Obviously, Marv being the story this year was being the number 4 overall pick. What does the Buckeye draft situation look like for next year to you, Dave?
So this number sounds crazy. I get it. I've set the over-under at the on-the-money fake sports book at 14.5 Buckeyes will get drafted. And Scotty, I'm taking the over. Mm. And I wrote it all out. It's pretty easy to get to 15. Now, you know, somebody, I know guys are going to get hurt, but there's also guys that I don't have in that 15, you know, guys like Kenyatta Jackson, guy, you know, other guys that are not even in the 15 that I have that could potentially get drafted if they break out. So again, if you're a Buckeye fan out there, just go through the roster. You can easily get to 15. So I'm setting it at 14 and a half. The all-time record is 15. Georgia set that a couple years ago. Ohio State had the previous record with 14 in 2004, basically the crux of the 2002 national championship team. A lot of those guys were juniors that year. So I think they're going to at least tie Georgia for the record with 15 guys drafted.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. That shows you what kind of talent is coming back. And that leads us to our next segment, because next we are going to talk about the transfer portal closed. Now we have a better picture on what the Ohio State roster is going to look like for next year. I got tons of questions for you on that, Dave. That is next on The Money.
This is Hollywood Casino's On The Money.
On The Money. Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
Hey, folks, it's game day, and the betting's going to be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right. You got to pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Flexible, secure, fun. Oh, and great pay, too. Are you not sure what you want to do for a career? Or are you thinking of changing careers? Being a dental hygienist or dental assistant may be the perfect fit for you and provides all of these perks, plus more. Talk with a dentist in your community or visit oda.org to learn more. Become a valuable member of the dental team and start helping people love their smile. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
Does heel pain make you hobble just getting out of bed in the morning? If heel pain is affecting your ability to exercise and meet your walking or running goals, Relief is as close as your local podiatrist. Podiatric physicians are highly trained doctors who specialize in medical and surgical treatment of the foot and ankle. Ohio Foot and Ankle podiatric physicians are available across the state and are devoted to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is, fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Wharf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network. Fan, Ohio sports destination. You're listening to Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money. Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
On ONN.
Welcome back to On the Money. Dave Biddle, Scotty Vegas, Ryan Baker. We're going to talk Ohio State football in this segment. Before we get to that real quick, I thought the Bengals had a solid draft. I thought, given the fact they only had six picks, I thought the Browns had a solid draft, but we were talking during the break, and Scotty, you have no dog in the fight, but I know Ryan and I do, me being a Bengals fan, him being a Browns fan. It's pretty damn annoying how good the Steelers are at the draft.
Mm-hmm. Like, incredible.
Like, they, you know, they already stole, like, Justin Fields. So they got Russ Wilson for nothing and Justin Fields. So they not only upgraded, and you can say what you want about either one of them, they've upgraded at quarterback, and then even their backup is an upgrade of what they had. So no. Even if one of those guys gets hurt, they have already upgraded at quarterback. What was their other issue? Big issue. Offensive line. What'd they do in the draft? Offensive linemen, both value picks too. Nobody expected Fashanu would be there. Nobody expected the center from West Virginia would be there. It's really annoying how good the Steelers are at the draft, but if you're a Steeler fan, kudos to you. You guys know what you're doing.
I know people hesitate to lock up money on a total bet that won't pay out until next January, but I'm sorry. The 7.5 to me is stealing money. I mean, again, injuries happen. Weird things happen in the NFL, but man, I feel like the 7.5 is nearly a lock. And that was the first bet I made after that NFL draft. When that total came out, I was like, is that right? It's Steelers 7.5 with the move they've made. And you know, I just love the value on the 7.5. The other thing is, gosh, Dave, you know, I can't wait to talk about this Ohio State team and all these guys that are coming back, because the quarterback situation was shocking to me. But I still, speaking of tying up money long term, I still am so confident in my bet on Ohio State for next year to win the national championship. And I get it. Look, it's a long ways away, and tying up your money until next January, it's frustrating. People like to bet things where the result you have that night and it's over. But again, I still like the value at +450 on Ohio State to win the national championship.
They should be the favorite.
I agree.
Really, if you gave, and I get it. I mean, they haven't won the national championships in 10 years, but like, if you gave this roster to Georgia, Georgia would be a prohibitive favorite. Now, Georgia already is a favorite. I think they'd be a big time favorite. Now, listen, Georgia still has an outstanding roster. Their quarterback's coming back. Ohio State does have their share of question marks. I'm with you. I love that value at +450. And as I've told you, if you're bullish on Ohio State, go for the national championship, because I could see a scenario where they, you know, beat Michigan. They're undefeated. They beat Michigan. They go to the Big Ten championship game. And let's say you put all your money on the Big Ten championship instead of the national championship, and obviously you're gonna get better odds with the Big Ten championship. Yeah, they might already know that they're obviously for sure gonna be in the college football playoff. They just beat Michigan. They won the Big Ten regular season. They could have a letdown, and no, they probably wouldn't, but like, I would, especially +450, I'd go for broke. And when I say go for broke, do not do anything where you're like, you know, trying to pay your bills betting. If you see anybody out there, if you're trying to pay your bills sports betting, do not do that. This is all for fun. When I say go for broke, like, if you're going to bet on Ohio State this year, I love the value at +450 national title. Ryan Day's the first one to talk about it. Our goals are to beat that team up north and to win the national title. They're going all in. The collectives, both of the major collectives, have done a great job retaining the players, bringing guys in. Listen, man, I'm usually never, as you know, Scotty, a national championship or bust guy, but I am breaking my own rule this year. I really am. And I don't see another great team out there. And it does help that Saban retired and Alabama's still going to be good, but no one has benefited more from Saban retiring than Ohio State, getting, you know, guys like Caleb Downs on the portal, Julian Sain, Seth McLaughlin had already transferred here, but just not having Saban there. Again, Georgia's going to be really good. Other teams are going to be really good. Oregon's going to be really good. Michigan's sitting there like, don't forget about the defending national champs. We beat you 3 straight times. Penn State's going to be really good, and the Buckeyes have to go there. But this is as good of a roster as I've seen at Ohio State. This is as good of a coaching staff as I've seen. Now, the ball has to bounce your way. But I'm with you on that +450. I like the value.
And you know what I think is a good long-term and fun investment? Now, this is a bet that I, again, will not pay until after the Super Bowl next year. But Ohio State to win the national championship, +450. The Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, 6-1. You put those two together, you got over 37-1. And I got to tell you, I had a bet similar to this last year. Now, I threw a golfer in, and so I had outrageous odds. But I had a bet on Ohio State to win the national championship, and then I had the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, and it was for outrageous money. Like, it was crazy. I think it ended up being like, it was a three-way parlay, because it also included a golfer, that ended up being like a $50,000 payout. Now, we got to October and Ohio State was humming, and at that point the Eagles were playing really well and the golfer had already come through.
It was
It was.
I think it was Kepka to win the PGA, wasn't it?
It was Kepka.
Nice memory. Check out the big brains on
Brad. He knows
my
bet better than I do.
I remember because I had Koepka winning the PGA.
Yeah. So it was a fun bet. And so it ended up being like, you know, I think it was like $100 to win 50,000 if all three came through. And just having that outrageous bet out there let me try and hedge and make money in other ways. And so I was able to do that. And so, but again, going back to Ohio State this offseason, the transfer window is closed. How surprised were you that Ohio State still has five big name quarterbacks on the roster?
Mildly. I wouldn't have been surprised either way. I was like 50-50 because, you know, I mean, I really thought Ryan Day did everything in his power to make sure that these guys all stuck around. And I do believe that he feels like they're going to need more than one. I think Will Howard's going to be the guy, but I'm glad Devin Brown's sticking around. They're going to run the quarterback more. Chip Kelly wants to run the quarterback. I didn't think either the true freshmen were going anywhere. I didn't think Keenholz was going anywhere yet. This was still his first spring. He didn't enroll till last June. He's been here less than a year. Devin Brown was the one I was looking at, but he burned those boats. You know, and if you're in Columbus, Ohio, where are you going to go with all this? You know, where this is lakefront property. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, I mean, he came out there and said, I'm not going anywhere. And we saw that with Tate Martell when Fields was coming here. Like, I'm not scared of anything. I'm not going anywhere, you know? And then 2 days later, he transfers. Devin Brown has proven, like, he's a man of his word. So, that being said, would I have been shocked if he transferred? No, I would not have been. But I'm not shocked that he's staying. And I think that's great for Ohio State that all five scholarship quarterbacks are sticking around.
And just to be clear, transfer portal closing means guys cannot hop into the portal. People who are already in the portal can still transfer to other teams, just to be clear on that. And let's talk Ohio State hoops, because a lot of transfer portal news on that front as well. That's next on The Money.
Of Hollywood Casinos on the Money. On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Coming up on ONN. Now back to Hollywood Casinos on the Money. On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
We're going to talk Ohio State basketball this segment. And I got to tell you guys, I saw this message on X and it actually literally made me laugh out loud. Okay. Here's what it is. Seth Towns will not be returning to college for a ninth season, he told ESPN. Towns had 1 year of eligibility remaining after missing two seasons at Harvard, one at Ohio State, then stepping away from basketball for a year, averaged 14 points per game last season at Howard. Seth Towns still had another year of eligibility. I mean, I think he's our age now, Dave. Seth Towns has been playing college basketball since I was in college at OU.
I mean, our guy's got a degree from Harvard. He's going to do well in life.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, he's probably thinking, you know, I got this degree from Harvard. I know I'm going to do well in life. Why not play like basketball for as long as I can and keep getting master's degrees or whatever? I mean, the young man's going to do well, but yeah, it is, it's unfortunate he's not going to be playing his ninth year of college basketball. No, I joke, but it's like, seriously, you know, nice young man, obviously extremely smart, and now can go be a CEO of a company or whatever he is destined to do.
Yeah, I literally laughed as soon as I saw that. I couldn't believe that he still had 1 year left of eligibility, but Seth Towns is officially done with college basketball. Now, let's go to Ohio State hoops because, again, this has been a roller coaster of an offseason, and the transfer portal, as we mentioned, closed. And so no more guys can hop in that portal, right? And I think that's a big deal, especially in basketball, because you have seen so much movement. We know Roddy Gale, he's going to Michigan. We know Scotty Middleton going to Seton Hall. We know Hardman's going to Akron. We know Zed Keys going to Dayton. We know Okpara is now with Tennessee. So a lot of movement on guys leaving, guys who are coming over to the good side. You got Michi Johnson coming from South Carolina back to Ohio State. You got Aaron Bradshaw, Kentucky center, coming to Ohio State. And then you've got Micah Parrish coming to Ohio State. Now, there's still a couple needs for Ohio State. Specifically, Dave, they have to find another guy in the front court, right? They have to find somebody. With Zedke and Okpara both leaving, you got to find somebody who can fill in at the 4-5 position. And then the other scary thing for Ohio State hoops next year, Dave, is the lack of 3-point shooting. Now, can Chapman come in and up his game? Absolutely, but it's unproven. So 3-point shooting and big man, I think that's what's left. Ohio State needs to hit two more guys in this portal.
Have to. Yeah, it's and the dust has not settled, but I think we'd be lying to ourselves if we didn't say, so far, This is just my opinion. It's been disappointing so far. A very, very small sample size, but the offseason for Jake Diebler and his staff, disappointing. When I say and his staff, I actually like the staff he's put together. Dave Dickerson gave me some pause, but I like the rest of the guys that he brought in. And, you know, Dave Dickerson's, you know, when I thought that was your main assistant, I was like, okay, that I'm not sure if I like that. It turns out that necessarily maybe that was more just of a title. But overall, I mean, I think we got to call a spade. So far, I've been disappointed. Now, again, if he does what you're saying, if he lands a solid big, if he lands a good three-point shooter, this team is set up. I think they're going to be just fine. By just fine, like, they're going to contend for the Big Ten. They're going to make the tournament and be a dangerous team. But it's going to be tough sledding. He's got to find a good three shooter, and he's got to find a big. And not just warm bodies, like legit guys. They already passed on Matt Alico from Hilliard Bradley, right? And who went to Notre Dame, 42% three shooter during his career at Princeton because they wanted to aim higher. Well, seems like they struck out. They struck out with Trey Townsend. Finished as the runner up. So it wasn't, you know, I mean, they made a good run at it, but they still finished as the runner up to Arizona. So I don't know, Scotty. So far, I'm disappointed, but I tell you what, I love the job that Jake Diebler did after taking over. I still believe in him. I still believe in him, but got to be honest, I'm disappointed so far with the offseason.
And I'm not as disappointed as you are. I was disappointed they couldn't land Townsend. I still think Aaron Bradshaw is going
to
be great.
What about retaining Okpara, though? Wasn't one of the big reasons to keep Jake was to retain. Not everybody. You're not going to retain everybody. And you lose.
It was.
And you can say, well, this guy doesn't hurt. But when you add it up, they lost Okpara, they lost Middleton, they lost Gale, they lost Key. Now, Key and Hardman, whatever. But, I mean, you lose Middleton, Gale, and Okpara, all who were top 100 recruits. I mean, to lose one of those, okay. Even to lose two, is like, all three. Now, the one guy that I wanted them to make sure they kept was Thornton. So at least they kept Thornton.
Yeah.
But man, you lose all three of those guys, and one of the reasons it reminds me a little bit of what's going on in Michigan. Oh, we're gonna have, you know, we're gonna promote Sharon Moore for, like, you know, to have all this consistency. You know, he's gonna retain all these guys. All the coaches leave, and then like all the players leave, and then a bunch of guys transfer, and then it's just not everybody. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that's what it reminds me of. Like, you talk about continuity, and it's been the opposite of that so far.
You know what's going to be crazy going forward? Because Jake Diebler is going to be compared to Dusty May, because obviously there was all this talk about that Dusty May and Jake Diebler were the two finalists for this job, and they are going to be compared for the next probably 5 years. Did Ohio State make the right decision getting Diebler over Dusty May? Was it even a decision? Was May set on going to Michigan anyway, and Ohio State really didn't have a shot at him? We don't know, but we know that Diebler is going to be compared to May going forward. And let's face it, Dusty May has actually had some big time moves that he's made at Michigan, including getting his former center, Vlad Golden, the 7-foot guy who's going to be a big threat in the Big Ten.
Who would be here now if Dusty May would have been hired here? There's no doubt, right?
No doubt. And the other thing is Michigan also landed Danny Wolf, the Yale 7-footer, one of the top centers that was also committed to Michigan. So here's the deal. They will be compared going forward. And it starts really already. We're already looking at what Michigan's done with May versus what Diebler has done with Ohio State. And we're going to have that comparison probably for the next 5 years.
And there's a lot of comparisons, Scotty, as you know. What else are we going to be comparing? How's Bradshaw doing compared to Okpara?
Yeah.
Let's say Okpara goes down to Tennessee and is clearly a better player than Bradshaw. And like, what are we doing?
How about Ronnie Gale?
What are we doing? Well, that would be catastrophic, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not only is he living in Tony Alford's basement, like, if he goes up there and averages, like, you know, I'm kidding. But seriously, you're right. If he goes up there and is like a good, he doesn't have to be a superstar. I mean, that'd be really bad for Ohio State. If Roddy Gale goes up there and he's got the talent to do it, we've seen it. He's got the talent to do it. If he goes up there and he's a good starter for Michigan, that's going to look really bad for Jake Diebler.
Yeah.
That's going to look really bad.
Well, let's come back on this or that. And we are going to do a little on the money, this or that. This is On the Money.
This is Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money. Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN Nation. You're listening to Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money. Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
On ONN.
To On the Money. Right about now, it is time for This or That. Hit it, Ryan.
Here they come, yo.
All right, gents. You guys like ices, you know, like slushies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Ryan, you like, say yes?
Yeah, those are good. All right, except cool. They hurt my teeth sometimes.
Right. I mean, right. They're not the healthiest, but man, I love them. Stuff like snow cones, you know, I mean, they're so, I mean,
love a good snow cone.
All that. Oh, geez. I mean, it's so healthy for you too. That corn syrup you guys getting with, and then we're throwing in, you got to maybe consider the fact our age and health. You guys getting with slushies, like ices, or are you getting with smoothies?
Oh my gosh. See, I got to tell you, I am a huge smoothie guy. And it's one of the things that I've missed over the last few months, and I have not been able to do smoothies. But there was a stretch there in about October through December where I got a smoothie just about every day on the way home. And so I am a big smoothie guy. Give me smoothies.
12-year-old me is punching me in the face right now because I still love them. I still love them. But I've got to get with smoothies because they might not taste quite as good as like an icy, a nice cherry. Excuse you.
Sorry.
Don't forget. You're a professional. Turn your mic off when you do that. at least we pretend to be professionals. Come on, Ryan. I still love ices. Like if I'm down at like Kings Island or something, a nice icy in the middle of a hot day, you can't beat it. But like smoothies are almost taste as good, but like are also healthy. I'm getting with smoothies.
Guys, I got to be honest, I don't dislike smoothies, but I never have them. I've only had like one or two ever in my life, so I think I'm going to go with the icy.
I could go on and on about smoothies because Anthony Rothman and I actually had an appearance at a smoothie store, and we basically, it was like a playground for us. They let us go behind the counter and create whatever we wanted, and boy, did they regret that.
You guys were kings, weren't you?
Did you have to wash the dishes too?
Yeah, they loved us. They loved us. By the time the appearance was over, they were like, what did we just
witness? You need to leave.
Yeah, goodbye. Grubby fingers and all the different things. Yeah. All right. Let's go back to this or that. And so I am going to ask you guys, I saw this morning that Dave and Buster's is offering a little gambling in their arcade games. And I thought this was brilliant. So I wanted to ask you guys, if you were to have to bet on yourself in any Dave and Buster's arcade game, I'm talking, you know, you could do the Papa Shot. You could do the, what's the hockey game? What do you call that with the sticks?
Air hockey.
Thank you. Any kind of arcade out there, any kind of like game out there, NBA Jam, maybe whatever. What would be the arcade game you would bet yourself on?
So they call it like, we know it as cornhole, but if you do it in an arcade, they call it just beanbag toss. Ooh. And you can get it where you have like, before you start, you have like, and I have this underhand motion that I use, you know, where I can just rack up points. So I'm going with beanbag toss.
Okay, I like that. So the game that I feel, gosh, this is a weird random game it's a game that I feel like I've done pretty well at is like the beer pong game where they have a bunch of cups and they give you a bunch of ping pong balls.
Those are hard.
And you're throwing the balls into the cups. Oh, I do cheat a little bit. I lean shocking. Over, you know, give myself a little finger roll.
He dunks
instead of a full throw. But yes, I would be betting on myself at that.
So my first thought in all of this was Papa Shot. Not Papa Shot like we have here, but
I was gonna say,
yeah, you're not good Papa at that. Shot at Dave and Buster's. But then you mentioned air hockey, and I love a good game of air hockey. So I think I'm going to go with air hockey on that one.
All right, coming up next, we're going to do more of this or that. We're also going to do best bets. That's coming up next on The Money.
Hollywood Casinos on the money.
On the money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Coming up on ONN.
Hey, folks, it's game day, and the betting's going to be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right. You got to pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000. 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000. 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Have you experienced foot or ankle pain during or after sports, running, or exercising at the gym? Nagging aches in your foot or ankle that won't go away? Podiatric Physicians can provide you with important foot care solutions, shoe inserts, or show you how to support your feet and ankles so you're able to compete or exercise comfortably. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association Podiatric Physicians are located throughout the state and have been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Worf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network.
Proper tree care is an investment that can lead to substantial returns and increased personal enjoyment. Hiring a certified arborist can help care for your trees and add considerable value to your property. Inspections by Ohio ISA certified arborists can often find and mitigate tree defects before they fail. Only professionals with specialized knowledge and training are properly equipped to provide appropriate care. To find an arborist, visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees, the number 4, ohio.org.
The fan, Ohio's sports destination. Now back to Hollywood Casino's On the Money. On the
Money. Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
Welcome back to On the Money, final segment of the show. Appreciate you guys riding with us tonight. Dave Biddle, Scotty Vegas, Ryan Baker. Right about now, it's time for Best Bets.
Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas both think they're right. Chances are they're both wrong. On the Money presents Best Bets.
Scotty, make it some money.
Sponsored by Maxima Concrete. If you need a driveway, garage, patio, even an in-ground pool, Maxima Concrete are the guys to call. Schedule a free estimate today at MaximaConcrete.com.
It is time to make our best bet. And I'm going to go with the one I mentioned earlier today. Guys, as soon as that NFL draft was over last weekend, I hopped on and I did a little parlay of Ohio State to win the College Football National Championship and the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. It's a bet that's going to keep on giving throughout the year. It's one that you're going to love, and you're getting 37-1 on it. And I feel really good. Honestly, sometimes you just get that feeling. And I've got that feeling about Ohio State for this year. I have such confidence. I've invested already significant money in Ohio State at 7-1 back when Downs transferred. That was the night that I hopped on and got big money on Ohio State to win it all. But I am investing again because I'm taking Ohio State and the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be a fun bet to track throughout the rest of the year. Dave, what's your best bet for this Wednesday?
Minnesota Timberwolves to win the NBA championship at 10-1.
And you I really got it last year on the NBA.
Yeah, I got it with the Nuggets, and I was on that early. But like this year, I thought like early on, I was like, this. No, I did jump off. You notice I didn't mention anything about this team for like the last month and a half. But early, I was like, ooh, the Suns are interesting, right? Right? Durant, Booker on the same team, right? That's interesting. Yeah, Bradley Beal. Well, they don't have a point guard or, you know. So they were a disaster. The Timberwolves made them look like a JV high school team. Okay, Anthony Edwards is the dude. Anthony Edwards is the dude. And then if they and Mike Conley still hanging out, you know, still playing good point guard. And if they had just Rudy Gobert or Karl Anthony Towns, I'd be like, okay, not enough. They have both of them inside. Anthony Edwards is establishing himself as arguably the best player in the NBA, and I do not say that lightly. He's in the conversation at least, and they're legit now. I still think the Nuggets are the better team. I think Jokic is the best player in the NBA. But I love the odds there. And I think whoever wins this series, by the way, they're going to play each other in the Western Conference semifinals. I think whoever wins that series is going to, you might, what about the Celtics? Celtics have a very good chance. Now that Porzingis is hurt, gives me a little trepidation there. I think whoever wins this Nuggets T-Wolves series is going to be your NBA champion. I love the value there with the Timberwolves at 10-1.
Minnesota, 10-1. I got to tell you, I saw this stat today and I had to bring this up. Did you know, Dave, that Ohioans, they like to bet on sports?
I've seen some of these stats. Give it to me.
This is fantastic. So in March, of course, we got March Madness going on, NBA, you got NHL, a lot of sports going on. Ohioans bet $809 million in the month of March in 2024, and that is third amongst all U.S. states of total
bronze medal, baby,
betting. Yes. Number one is New York, $1.85 billion. Number two is New Jersey, $1.33 billion. And then Ohio, $809 million. That beats out Pennsylvania. That beats out Nevada. Of course, that beats out North Carolina and Michigan. Ohio, we love to bet on sports.
And I've quizzed you on this before, so I hope you know. As far as our 50 states, Ohio is the what most populous state in our great union?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go ninth, eighth, seventh.
Seventh.
Yes.
We are the seventh most populous state in this great country. That is our show for this evening. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it very much. For Scotty Vegas and Ryan Baker, I am Dave Biddle. This has been On the Money.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.